Issues, Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, is author of our Book of the Month for November, Five Things You Can Do to Live a Jesus-Centered Life. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Five Things You Can Do to Live a Jesus-Centered Life by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for November, Five Things You Can Do to Live a Jesus-Centered Life. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a little game we like to play with our listeners, and our listeners' participation is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, we're just playing soundbites. We're not playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play four soundbites for you here in a minute. You'll hear them, and then all you need to do is call, send us an email, go to our Facebook fan page, send us a tweet, and you tell us which one you think ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You may think it's great. You may think it's terrible. You may think it's something you agree with or strongly disagree with. Your reasons are your own, but we want to hear what you're voting for, what your reasons are, and where you are listening. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issues. ETC. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon, November the 15th, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Heath Curtis. He's asking and answering the question, what has changed in Christian worship?
Why is it that my grandparents in the 1940s, coming back from World War II, why didn't they demand that their churches offer Glenn Miller big band style church? And their parents, why didn't their parents after World War II demand jazz church when jazz was big in the 20s? And why in the 1890s weren't the people demanding ragtime church? You see, something changed in the 60s and 70s in America to where now, all of a sudden, people demanded their favorite popular music style to happen in church on Sunday morning. We lost something. Some great assumption changed about what church is. And it changed from, I believe, the assumption that church is its own thing with its own purpose, with its own culture. And now it became to be viewed as just simply another part of my life. Well, everything in my life, I get the kind of music I want, the kind of entertainment I want. And so it's no longer viewed as having its own unique direction and culture and way of doing things.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Pastor Heath Curtis, what has changed in Christian worship? If you think it ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, it's time for you to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from the White Horse Inn's Dr. Mike Horton, talking about the struggling Christian's true identity.
Fundamentalism and liberalism do agree on this point, that your basic identity is what you do. Your basic identity, if you're struggling with homosexuality, is that you're gay. So we're going to condemn you or we're going to affirm you. But the only place people are going to hear what I'm about to say is in a church that faithfully preaches the gospel. We're going to tell people your ultimate identity is not that you're gay, any more than my ultimate identity is that I am any number of sins that I commit. Your ultimate identity is that you are in Christ. That's your ultimate identity. And everything else is sort of being changed around that. We are being conformed to the image of Christ. And therefore, that gradual fact of being conformed to the image of Christ is going to hurt. Like, you know, braces, they hurt. It is a struggle. And yet, the struggle that we endure isn't worth being compared to the weight of glory that awaits us, Paul says.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Mike Horton, on the struggling Christian's true identity. Should it be Issues Etc., soundbite of the week? You can call and vote right now, live this Friday afternoon. November the 15th, 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from regular guest Craig Parton. He's talking here about the implications of something you may have read about recently in the news, atheist megachurches.
Oh, I think it's a theological indictment of the church that most Christian churches today, if you look at it, don't do anything different than what the atheist church is doing. There's wonderful music. There's uplifting fellowship. There's motivational messages. There's some talk about helping other people, social justice, and you go home. And I think atheists look at that and say, we can do that too, have maybe a little different motivational message, and we can draw 600 people with social media outreach in one effort. And I think it's really telling that so many churches in the Christian landscape today in our country are really defenseless to this. They're not offering anything unique about why somebody should get out of bed on Sunday to come and hear them. And as a result, you have even atheists saying, look, we can peel off all the things that are appealing about a church. You don't even have to believe in God to do this.
That was soundbite number three, Craig Parton on the implications of atheist megachurches for American Christianity. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page where you can vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here comes soundbite number four. It's Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. His response to the quote-unquote gospel of popular preacher Nadia Bolz-Weber.
God in Jesus was so moved by compassion and love for those who others rejected that his hand was ever extended to them. A God who in Jesus was so full of grace that he went to a cross we built for him. A God who in Jesus descended to the dead as though to say, even here I will find you and not let go. Because death has no sting. Death is rendered meaningless to a God of resurrection. And lest we forget, people, it is a God of resurrection who we worship.
Somebody who's postmodern doesn't have a problem with saying that Jesus rose from the dead. But just because they affirm miracles doesn't mean that they're affirming the biblical worldview. Because you're not preaching the law, you're still leaving them dead in their sins, and they don't know what the gospel is about. You're basically pronouncing absolution without confession, and you can't do that. You still have to prescribe the law and use it lawfully and put the two together. Otherwise, the gospel makes no sense. So, you know, just gospel reductionism, even for the sake of somebody who's been beat down in a bad church, doesn't actually help them. It hurts them.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough's response to the quote-unquote gospel of Nadia Bolz-Weber. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time to vote. This break is a great time to give us a call live this Friday afternoon, November the 15th, 1-877-623-6943. If you've never played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week before, now's your time to start. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send your vote via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this. Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. David Scare, will be teaching on baptism and the Lord's Supper November 18th through the 20th at Pilgrim Lutheran Church in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information, call Concordia Theological Seminary at 260-452-2100. Baptism and the Lord's Supper, taught by Dr. David Scare, November 18th through the 20th at Pilgrim Lutheran Church in West Bend, Wisconsin. 260-452-2100.
This is Pastor Jeff Siegel of St. Mary Evangelical Lutheran Church in Des Moines, Iowa. where God gathers us around his means of grace to offer us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Whether you are looking for a church or just visiting Des Moines, if you like Issues Etc., St. Mary's is the church for you. Join us as we gather together every Sunday to continue the Reformation tradition of Christ-centered, cross-focused worship, preaching, and teaching. For more information, go to www.stmarylutheran.org. Remember to spell out Saint.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
It is time for you to vote now for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, the 15th of November. The listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon gets the LPR bundle package. That's our I Have Issues t-shirt, our Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And phone call voters get to vote first because we know you're waiting on the line. You can vote for us by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Send us an email. We'll get it right here in real time. Your vote will not have to wait there. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so right there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis? What has changed in Christian worship? 1-877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Mike Horton? The struggling Christian's true identity? 1-877-623-MYIE. Will it be soundbite number three, Craig Parton on the implications of atheist megachurches to American Christianity? 1-877-623-MYIE. Or will it be soundbite number four, Chris Rosebro's response to the gospel of Nadia Bowles Weber? Our call in number, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, John is in St. Louis. Hi, John.
Hello. Thank you. I vote for soundbite number four. You know, unless we come to the terms that God says concerning us, that we deserve nothing but his full and eternal wrath, we cannot come to know Christ in the gospel. That's what Christ bore on the cross. And so many times today I hear that we're not bad people trying to get good, we're sick people trying to get well. That's kind of productive towards the gospel. I'm a wicked person who needs a Savior. Not a good person who needs to become well.
John, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's see what Mike has to say. He listens in Kansas City. Hi, Mike. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. And I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues Etc. It's a great resource. I agree with your last caller's comments, too, and also with the interview you had with the Mormon apologist. I mean, when you presented the gospel to him and his response was, yes, but if you trust Jesus, then you will. I can't tell you how many years I lived under that burden. That was just awful to hear that again. That was so evangelical. But anyway, I'll have to vote for Nadia Bowles Weber. And the reason I vote for her is because she's really just like the church that she protests. I mean, she uses emotionally driven personal testimonies. She uses colorful vernacular. She adorns or displays herself with tattoos and colorful dress. But her most significant likeness, in my opinion, is the way that she refuses to properly interpret Scripture. And instead, she interprets Scripture from what she feels in her heart. I mean, her calling herself a female pastor is evidence of that. And if I could speak to Nadia personally, here's what I would say to her. I'd say, Nadia, you don't speak up for former evangelicals like me. And even though you might be sincere, when you use all of these, you know, unbiblical techniques in your own colorful style, you're simply targeting a different demographic than the churches that you criticize. I mean, you certainly do not represent the church universal that the Scriptures speak of. You have turned your back on people like me, Nadia, and you have allowed yourself to become the very thing that you despise.
Wow, Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. Always say smartest listeners in radio. Let's see, Mike in Preston, Kansas says, thank you for this week's sound bites. I'm voting for the first one, Pastor Heath Curtis, what has changed in Christian worship. His comment about the church simply being another part of our life today was very insightful and exactly right. That's how it is viewed. In fact, the church, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets with Jesus himself as the cornerstone, is not part of our life. It is our life. Mike, very well put. Thanks for listening in Kansas. David listens in Colorado. He says, Pastor Curtis' point about our age being unique and insisting on defining worship to fit its own image is telling. Why indeed? Could it be that we see ourselves as that special, so special, that nothing, no matter how sacred, should govern us? Do we get to decide this because, in fact, we are worshiping ourselves? He's right about my grandparents never thought like this, and neither should I. David, thank you very much for listening in Colorado. Karen listens in Wyoming. Karen says, my vote is for number 3, Craig Parton, the implications of atheist megachurches. He's right that the atheist churches look just like the megachurches. I think he's wrong that they are defenseless, though. Churches are only as defenseless as atheist churches, as a pacifist with a gun is defenseless. Megachurches have the law and gospel just like us. They just don't use them. Well, that's pretty interesting, Karen. Thanks for listening in Wyoming. Let's see what Scott has to say. He listens in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I vote for Heath Curtis's soundbite, and I'd like to agree with a previous emailer. When people want to put their own preferred musical idiom in place in their church, it really does end up being a front for asking to be worshipped. When we change the music and the liturgy and the form factor of the service to suit our own desires, or better yet, piously justify it by saying it's used to attract those who are lost, all we're doing is placating the wrath of an insatiable false god called the old Adam, whether it's our old Adam or somebody else's old Adam. God himself tells us how to worship, and he gives us his own words. There's even a hymnal in the dead center of your Bible called the Book of Psalms. Let's pay attention to that instead.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Janet in Livonia, Michigan says, they're all good as usual, but I have to go with Chris Roseboro's soundbite because it's true not only of Nadia Bowles Weber's preaching, but also for too many preachers inside and outside of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for listening in Michigan. And Matthew listens in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's voting for soundbite number 2, Dr. Mike Horton, on the struggling Christian's true identity. Matthew says, sin makes us less than human. Sin spoils our identity. Jesus forgives and remakes our identity. We are made human again. It doesn't matter the sin. We have the identity now according to the Spirit through the Word and Sacrament. Wait for the resurrection. We wait for the resurrection to come when we will be fully human in body and spirit. Until then, it's a fight. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Quoting there Romans chapter 7. Matthew, thanks for listening in Nebraska. Here's the winner this week. Soundbite number 1, Pastor Heath Curtis. What has changed in Christian worship?
Why is it that my grandparents in the 1940s, coming back from World War II, why didn't they demand that their churches offer Glenn Miller big band style church? And their parents, why didn't their parents after World War II demand jazz church when jazz was big in the 20s? And why in the 1890s weren't the people demanding ragtime church? You see, something changed in the 60s and 70s in America to where now, all of a sudden, people demanded their favorite popular music style to happen in church on Sunday morning. We lost something. Some great assumption changed about what church is, and it changed from, I believe, the assumption that church is its own thing with its own purpose, with its own culture. And now it became to be viewed as just simply another part of my life. Well, everything in my life, I get the kind of music I want, the kind of entertainment I want. And so it's no longer viewed as having its own unique direction and culture and way of doing things.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. This week, Soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis. What has changed in Christian worship? Matthew in Lincoln, Nebraska, you get the LPR bundle package this week. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Matthew, if you'd send us your address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, you'll get the LPR bundle package. Folks, Issues Etc. is listener-supported, and as you consider your year-end giving, I know you always organize your giving toward the end of the year, please support this worldwide outreach with a tax-deductible gift. For any size year-end contribution, we're going to send you a CD sermon that I have preached on the birth of Christ and another on the conversion of St. Paul. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening and thanks for keeping us in mind. Monday, Bill McKeever will join us to respond to Mormon apologist Scott Gordon. And then on Tuesday, we're going to talk with famous liberal theologian John Shelby Spong. Thanks for listening. I'm Todd Wilkin.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Coming Friday, November 22nd, and Saturday, November 23rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 11 in the morning Central Time on November the 22nd through 11 in the morning Central on November 23rd. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 22nd, and Saturday, November 23rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.